Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebound taken there by DeAndre Hunter. A minute and a half to go. DeAndre up on the right wing. Stops and shoots a three. He's got it. DeAndre Hunter knocks down a three. He's got 33 points, and the Hawks have cut it to six. It's 98-92.
When do you get a bang?
Yeah.
When do you get a bang?
What do you got to do to get a bang around here? Maybe have to have the lead.
Yeah.
I guess if he would have hit a three, that would have given him the lead.
But, right.
And they, man, that's the thing.
They
the Timberwolves were at 98 points, it seemed like, for 10 minutes. Like, it was like 98-89 for the longest time. The Hawks missed like six straight threes. Like, man, if they just hit half those, they'd be right in it right now.
Yes.
But unfortunately, DeAndre Hunter played great last night, 35 points, career high, off the bench, just really playing excellent basketball this year. Problem is, like, all the other threes were taken by, like, Keaton Wallace. And Vic Creci and stuff. And those guys are nice players.
Okay.
But you don't want them taking, like, crunch time threes in close games and, you know. You get it.
This is a weird – because I don't know a lot of the players because they're not household names and things like that. But I was like, who the hell is eight? And every time I see him out there on the floor, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Number eight.
Oh, yeah, David Roddy.
Yeah, like, who the hell is this guy? Where'd he come from? You know?
Been around. He was on the team last year. He didn't play much.
I know. That's why I'm like, they got to be banged up with this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Just making sure. I was like, is he the rotational guy?
Yeah. You see Dominic Barlow out there playing.
Like, who the hell?
Mo Gay's out there taking six threes.
Now, I loved his game. His energy yesterday was great.
Sure.
The way he was hustling up and down the floor, Andy. The dunk he had.
Do you see what happened? Yes. Something fell off the scoreboard. Like off the Jumbotron?
No.
Him and Rudy Gobert were walking. It must have been at the end of a quarter. Maybe it was a timeout or whatever. Mo Gay and Rudy Gobert kind of crisscrossed paths. And something fell from the ceiling, from the Jumbotron. And it almost hit Mo Gay. It almost hit him in the head. I guess they deemed the thing safe after that.
Oh, no.
But it's like, wait a minute.
No, no. Stop falling from the scoreboard. No.
What do we do? We're not paying our utilities over there in Minnesota? I was at a Monday Night Football game years ago when the Seahawks, I don't know who they played, might have been the Packers, something like that. But it was when that Skycam was new, remember?
Yes.
When they first did the Skycam?
Yes.
And it fell, like, in between plays. And it damn near hit Matt Hasselbeck in the head.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something right now. That was the weirdest thing ever.
When they got it, when they instituted it?
Yes.
Right, because that came to be when you were in the league, right?
Yes, you're playing, you're like in action, and now you just see this object go over your damn head. It's like, what the hell? It was the weirdest damn thing
It seems
ever.
Like it would be.
It really, really was, dude. You're literally, like, going and running up play, and you just feel this go over your damn head.
There was a in the Kingdome, which was a dump, but it was our dump.
Yes.
A tile fell off the ceiling.
I remember that happened.
Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't during a game. But then the sad thing is, like, somebody went up there to try to fix it, and he fell. He died.
Oh.
And the Kingdome was then haunted. Haunted by the ghost of the utility.
Now, where is that? Where was the Kingdome? Because I never played in the Kingdome. I always played in the new stadium.
Yeah.
Whatever. Where was that? Because I love that area where the railroad track is and where the Invesco?
It was Safeco. Now it's T-Mobile.
Safeco, where the baseball stadium, that stadium is. That's such a cool area right there. Was the King Dome right there?
The King Dome was literally right where the Seahawks football stadium is.
Right now? Okay.
So for a couple of years, and you might have played against them when they played at Husky Stadium.
I didn't play there.
You never played at Washington? Okay.
They came wherever I was.
Okay, got it. So, yeah, they played at Husky Stadium for a couple of years while they tore it down.
Right.
And then they built what is now called Lumen. It was CenturyLink. It's been a million different names. We don't have any obligation to remember these companies' names.
It's one of the coolest places to play a game at.
Yeah, it's a great stadium.
It really is.
It's a great stadium.
It's one of the coolest places to play.
But it's haunted.
But, I mean, hey.
The ground is haunted.
Obviously not. They won a Super Bowl.
Not there. New York. No, I know. All right. Anyway, the Hawks lose last night. That's 5 in a row. They are 0-5 now with Onyeka Okongwu in the starting lineup.
We're not going to do that.
Well, we're not because it's not his fault. Who's he playing with? Hopefully some guys come back and are healthy tonight. But, they got the Rockets in town. And if you didn't know, the Rockets are really good. They beat the Celtics in Boston last night, 114-112. And they got young, like, scrappy, defensive-minded dudes.
Yeah.
So hopefully the Hawks have some guys on the floor tonight, because if not, tonight could get a little bit rough. I guess the good news is both teams are on the second half of road back-to-backs. So both teams played last night and had to travel.
Yeah.
If there's any good. And the Rockets were in a dogfight against the Celtics last night.
I mean, kid hit a shot at the buzzer right before yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was a great basketball.
It was a really good game.
Klay Thompson hit 7 threes in the first quarter last night, too.
Yes.
Which was pretty fun.
20. Like,
always fun to see him sort of dust it off. Doesn't happen often.
But when it does, you know, watching him go out there and play, man, because he looks just so unhappy.
Yep.
Because he does not want to be in Dallas.
Well, then it's just like, even when he has a great game like that and they ask about it afterwards, he's like, yeah, nice to see. I still have a little greatness in me.
Yeah. He's like, just like, dude. Oh, my. He's so droopy.
He's so sad.
He's so sad being there.
Just in general. It's just like, man, I used to be so good, and now he's still really good. He's not as good as he was.
I want
to
be where I'm, you know.
He wants to be with Steph.
I want to ride my boat to work.
He misses boat into work. He misses Steph and Draymond and all those guys.
I want to ride my boat to work.
Yeah, no, it's hard. All right, here's Jeff Ulbrich talking about how things have changed from the last time he was a member of the Falcons coaching staff.
In every way humanly possible, if that's possible. It starts with my ability to really build the defensive roster and the process in which you do that. Like when I left this building, I thought I knew. And I wasn't close, you know, so learned a lot regarding that, learned a lot regarding scheme, regarding just more answers for the players. I felt like I got a PhD in education in defensive football from Robert Saleh.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Saleh.
Which I love. I love that quote.
Obviously, he's going back home, Robert Saleh, going back to be the D.C., and you could talk about scheme and everything like that. Robert Saleh had dudes.
That's the difference.
Jeff Ulbrich they had one of the best defenses in ball when he was the coordinator for the New York Jets. They had dudes, you know, and I love what he said yesterday, but it's absolutely correct. I mean, I can pick the perfect scheme or whatever, but I'm not no miracle worker. I need guys that can go out there and get it done, and that is not something that he has a lot of personnel right now.
Right.
How this defense or this defense side of the ball is currently constructed. So their biggest thing is they have got to, like you said, I got to go back and watch everything, know what I want to do, and know that I need players that can get it done what I want to do. And it starts, first of all, I got to figure out on this roster who is here that can do what I need them to do.
Yeah, who do I like that we can keep, that we can build around and all that? And then what do we need to try to go out and get in free agency in the draft? And hopefully they're able to do that. But they have to all know that, right? I hope that maybe, because he talks about being completely different and all that kind of stuff. Maybe you come back after having worked with Robert Saleh with like a real fire to convince them that you need to do that. Like we need to be spending these priority draft picks and money and priority assets on the defensive side of the football. Because here's the thing that is true about the last time he was here and hopefully is different about this time is they didn't have good defenses.
No.
Like, I know Raheem and Ulbrich and all these guys were a part of the defensive staff between 15 and 20 when they were here. In that span, they were 23rd in points allowed, 29th in yards per play, 30th in defensive efficiency, 31st in sack rate. Mm-hmm. Like, they were not good at defense.
No.
So hopefully everything's different, like he said.
Well, I think
everything, including that.
The biggest thing when you look at teams that Well, you say it's 23rd. Well, it's better than it was. They were 30th. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they were 24th this year, so you know they were 23rd then. So that would be an improvement.
So you look at it from that standpoint, like that. You know, is that they improved? I mean, they were getting sacks as later on this season because they changed up a lot of things in the secondary that allowed them, you know, to have the quarterback hold it. You didn't let the quarterback just sit there and have free reigns. It goes back to a lot with them. What Ulbrich said yesterday about, you know, what we would call, and this is back when I play, when you play a team like Seattle, well, we got to play all our cover three beaters, or we got to play our cover two beaters, or our Tampa two beaters, a quarters beater, all those different things. And now it's went away from that. Well, that's what they did a lot to start the season with the Falcons. They played two high safeties,
right.
Played zones, played soft cushion underneath it.
And didn't adjust at all when it wasn't working.
And didn't adjust at all when it wasn't working. And so you were able to see all those middle of the field.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Field, big digs, yep. All those things completed against the Falcons because of the simple fact is what they were doing. They didn't want to give anything over top. You remember, that was the whole thing.
Yep.
We don't want to give up big plays. We're going to keep everything in front of us. Well, a 20-yard dig is in front of you, but you know what it is? That's 20 yards. That's getting them closer to the damn end zone.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good you didn't give up a touchdown on the play, but you did just give up a first down.
Yes.
And now they're going to run it again.
Yes.
I mean, into the bye week, and I don't
know. And that was time of possession. Do you remember that? Offense were holding the
exactly.
ball.
It was that time of possession was totally skewed in the direction of the opposition. And the opposition quarterbacks that the Falcons faced in the first 11 games of the season led the NFL in completion percentage by like 4%.
Yes, exactly.
Like it was that much easier to pass against the Falcons than it was against everyone else in the league. And that's not just because the pass rush couldn't get there. It's because of the way they were playing coverage too. So
it's exactly the way they were playing coverage. And so you got to find guys. The first thing he has to do is eliminate guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to start eliminating guys and getting some spots there. And then hopefully, and we always talk about the growth of a young player. You know, it's all about development, you know, and he comes from a place where if you talk to anybody that was with Robert Saleh in San Francisco, that was his biggest thing. It was talk about development. Like, you got horses already. But can you develop them to be even better? And he did a great job of that.
We turn a horse into a thoroughbred.
A thoroughbred.
That's what we need, some thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred.
Some war daddies.
Dudes with them big chest horses.
We'll talk about the other way to do that, too, is draft good guys at about 12:20 today. Yeah. I heard a clip yesterday from a WIP where Hugh works. It wasn't his show, but they went through the last four drafts that they've had, first three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
It made me want to puke.
Yep.
Just all guys we wanted.
Yep.
Is all guys we wanted. None of the guys we took. They're just beautifully drafted by Philadelphia. And lo and behold, they're in the Super Bowl for the second time in 3 years.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way.
Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.